Chick Podcast number 2 with Bill and Sharon here.
And that would be Bird Chick and Non-Birding Bill, a.k.a. NBB.
And I am having a Rob Roy, which is a Manhattan made with Jameson.
I'm drinking a martini.
With a little lemon in it.
A gin martini, because it tastes like pine trees.
It does. So what are we doing on today's podcast, Sharon?
Well, you know, on the last podcast, people submitted, I asked them, like, what do you want to know about? A lot of people want to know about the ivory-billed woodpecker. Like, Craig here says, so what happened with the great search for the ivory-billed woodpecker anyway that Sharon went on and never talked about? And someone else asked about the Igbo search, and it's like, I did talk about
it. You did talk about it.
But there just wasn't much to talk about.
You did find a cavities. Right, which would only be formed.
A is an apple, not I found a cavity.
Oh, right. Which would only be formed by an ivory build, and you found a fresh cavity.
I found an A cavity. We don't know for sure that it was.
But there's like no other bird that forms these, right?
According to the information at the time.
Okay. This is my, let me give you my own personal sort of conspiracy theory about this. And granted, I don't know anything about anything. My theory is that the ivory-billed woodpecker can sense electromagnetic activity. Which makes sense, because the only pictures we have of this bird were taken with old-fashioned cameras. So what you did was you went out into the Arkansas swampland, and you found these cavities, and as soon as anybody turns on a camera or sets a camera up on a cavity which is, as far as we know, is only made by the ivory-billed woodpecker, the bird is never seen again. It flies away. So my completely conspiracy theory nut idea is that this bird has developed some sort of sense of electromagnetic fields and knows to fly away from them when they see them.
Okay, my personal theory on the ivory bill?
Yeah.
You want to go chase the rabbit out of the kitchen while I say this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. My personal theory is that I don't doubt Bobby and Tim's sighting of the ivory bill. I totally think they saw it, but I think either one of two things happened. I think either that was like, you know, some 28-year-old bird that finally bought the farm, you know, the very last one left. Or, you know, the locals down there were like, we don't want to risk having our hunting land taken away. Let's just take care of this problem.
Now, do you want to talk about what you saw down there?
I saw something fly away that was, like, completely backlit, but, you know, you're so torqued up while you're looking around down there that anything is going to be an ivory bill. You know, when people talk about the double knock, it's like, ooh, I heard a double knock. I got to tell you, your water bottle sloshing in your backpack sounds like a double knock. There was one day where we went to, because someone heard a double knock, and it ended up being, like, gadwall wing flapping. I mean, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. It totally sounded like a double knock, but...
But the thing you saw fly away was... Would you say it was a pileated woodpecker, or would you say it was not a pileated woodpecker?
I would say, I don't know what it is. I would say, I mean, let's be honest here, since, you know, the whole ivory bill thing has, like, human nature tied to it, I think had we had definitive photos in ivory bill, my story might honestly be, yeah, that was totally an ivory bill that I saw flying away, but, you know, we don't have any kind of, we just don't have proof for it.
Okay, so that's, recapping that, that's that. Do we have any other questions that people wanted to hear?
People want to hear about you doing brown birds, but I don't think that's appropriate right now. I mean, that could be like a half
everything.
Hour.
The legend of the brown bird is that Sharon came back from, I forget what you went to see, and you were so terribly excited that you came running up to me with your field guide and you showed me some bird that looked exactly like the sparrows that we see outside our window. I forget what it was.
You are such a man. Number one, it was a trip to the west side of town, and it was like the first time I went birding with Bob Jansen, who I was very excited about. And the bird that I saw was a lark sparrow.
Okay.
And we were sitting in a Vietnamese restaurant, and I showed it to you, and you started laughing, and you hit your head on the table.
It was the browniest bird ever.
That's not the browniest bird.
One year, I think it was for your birthday, I got you a box of crayons that was all brown.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You call it the birder's crayon box. You know, I use that as a white elephant gift at the National Park Service. Mm. People thought it was hilarious.
Any other questions?
Oh, people want to know about the Raptor Center. Craig, I think. Craig, you need to read the blog a little more closely, dude. The Raptor Center is a place that I volunteer at. It's a volunteer organization based at the University of Minnesota. I talk about as much as I can. I can't talk about a lot because, you know, it's like a veterinary clinic.
Sure.
And, you know, I can't, like, go into case files. So
You don't want to violate the bird's medical privacy.
Exactly. we do educational programs, but the number one goal of the Raptor Center is that if an injured bird comes in, they want to get it back in the wild, and they primarily take care of eagles, hawks, owls, falcons, vultures, trumpeter swans, and they do take care of zoo animals too. And they started in 1974, and they were one of the earliest facilities to do this, and as a matter of fact, there are now other Raptor Centers, and I can guarantee you that someone at that organization has had training at the Raptor Center.
Awesome. So around Minnesota and around the country of the United States, what's going on bird wise? We still got migration going on.
Yeah, well, I was just at that Prairie Chicken Festival. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of birds. Oh, they had orioles down there. We saw an oriole fly over, and we don't have orioles up here in Minnesota yet, so that was kind of nice to see.
We were out at when I was out at Neil's while you were away. They had a huge ass pileated woodpecker that we saw. We tried to see a picture of it, but it ran away before.
It made little
Benny Hill yakety sax noise.
Did it do like the Scooby-Doo run?
Yeah, we saw bunnies too, but that's probably not as exciting for you. Yeah,
I saw a ton of porcupines in Oklahoma.
Awesome.
Oklahoma was awesome, by the way. Rabbits begging for food. the Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival was fabulous. It's, you know, and it's a very economical festival. So, you know, if you're looking at bird festivals to do next year, this one's great. You get a nice smattering of both eastern and western species. We literally, in one field, had both eastern and western meadowlarks.
So oh my god!
We also had Citizen tail flycatchers. Orioles. Swainson's hawks, red-tailed hawks, and then the lesser prairie chicken, which was super cool. You can see the videos on
that. So there's a lot of nest building going on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. All right. Anything else that people should be...
No, we can save these questions for later. So if you have more questions to ask us, and I guarantee you at some point, non-birding Bill here will go into his brown bird diatribe.
No.
Just... Oh, and we're going to be doing another blog contest soon, and this time it's going to be with Birdorable / Magnificent Frigate. I'm very excited. That'll be happening while I'm in Kazakhstan, so stay tuned for that. You could win some really cool stuff.
Cool. All right.
Rock
this
on.
This is Bill and Sharon.
And, someone else wanted to know if you composed that music that we use for this.
Yes, I made it entirely out of loops in GarageBand. So I'm kind of like Moby.
And it's kind of funny because sometimes you'll hear those loops on other commercials.
It is. You'll start to recognize
them. And what do we call this? The music?
Oh, it's the Cinnamon Funk, named after our bunny, Cinnamon. So.
Who really wants a piece of popcorn?
No popcorn for you.
Here, have some apple.